This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Hey, here we go. Second hour of the show as we are working for you. And we appreciate you listening to us on this Memorial Day. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in studio giving you a break from the national monotony on a holiday. We've talked a lot about the Rockets. We can continue to do so. But we Barry, you were traveling and you and I are both baseball aficionados. And there was a lot to get to from what happened this weekend. If you really want to see me aggravated, we can talk about yesterday's game.
Oh, specifically.
Oh, my God.
Let me tell you what now. I feel this weird attachment to Ken Giles. Like, I'm almost a Ken Giles apologist and defender, when in reality, I don't want to be that guy. I just feel like...
You are that guy.
I feel like it gets blown out of proportion, but then he goes and does something like last night, and I'm just like, I hate you, Ken Giles. I hate you so much, because it's almost like he saves it. Like, most guys will give up a run, like, every fifth or sixth outing, and he's like, no. I'm hoarding all these. I'm just going to give up 9 in one inning and just crap on everything I've built up, all the trust I've built up with 5 or 6 saves in a row. And
this year, I'm starting to lose some faith in Peacock, too,
Well, the whole bullpen let them down yesterday, but this is still one of the best bullpens in the majors. And I know you...
I despise when you say that, because I know from the eye test perspective, they really piss me off.
Well, and I see why. I mean, I get it, because when they blow... It's different if you lose a game, you know, if it's 2-2 and you come in, somebody comes in and gives up a dinger on a bad pitch or, you know, whatever. But when you blow a game like they did yesterday... Because I was watching the game... Gaddis hits the home run. Yeah. It's the eighth inning is over. And I'm like, oh, Davinsky's strutting off the mound after the nice little play that ricocheted off his leg. And I'm like, oh, this is done. Giles, the hammer's coming in. This is over.
The drama was there. The whole Bauer versus Cole. They hated each other in college. You know, Bauer looks like he's going to have the upper hand, and the Astros let him off the hook a few times. But then I was tweeting, man, they had their boys back, and they had it in a big way. And they not only came back to get him in line for the win, Bauer in line for the loss. The Gaddis home run just solidifies it. It's all good in the neighborhood. And then you got a real glimpse in what we've been talking about a lot, and I've been really concerned about, and that is the mental makeup of Ken Giles for one at bat and one at bat only. Because you said you turned it off. Ramirez was unbelievable in the first batter that Giles faced. And I think they went through like 13 or 14 pitches. And he just kept fouling balls off.
It's like a 17-pitch at bat, right?
It was incredible.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is going to show you what Ken Giles has made. I'm telling Lisa. I'm like, because this dude's going to either bounce one in the dirt and walk him because he can't take it anymore. Or he's going to end up giving up a hit and then just be like, oh, my God, I just did that. Oh, my God.
Think about this. What's the average at bat? How many pitches do you think is an average at bat? So this dude saw three. He got 3 at bats against Ken Giles in one plate appearance. He saw as many pitches as he would in almost an entire game if he batted at the bottom of the order. So he essentially went 1-for-3 against Ken Giles. I mean, that's how you have to look at it, right? 17 pitches is a lot.
Ridiculous.
That's a whole inning worth of pitches a lot of times. So if you're Ken Giles, you did the best you could do. You lost that matchup. It's going to happen.
But then he just continued to hit after hit. And I'm like, okay, it's not Ramirez every time now. Get back to what you do and take advantage of what your strength is. But I didn't see him varying. He just kept throwing fastballs. It seems like it really rattled him. And as a closer, we know that you can't have that mentality and you can't have a conscience and you have to have a short memory. And that's what really concerns me. But then in the rest of the pen, boy, I'll tell you what, Will Harris, I'm tired of defending him.
Yeah. I haven't lost faith in this bullpen or this, you know, any of those guys. I mean, the one guy I don't trust still in that bullpen is Tony Sipp, maybe Joe Smith a little bit, but everybody else, they're going to have bad games. Thank God they all had it at once, because guess what? You can only lose a game. I mean, it's an L is an L. If they all have this bad game on different days, That's multiple L's. So hopefully they all got it out of their system. What's weird is I looked at Ken Giles' numbers. Mm-hmm. May 1st, he gives up 4 earned runs.
Is that the Yankee game?
Yeah. Versus New York Yankees. He goes, he has an appearance on the 8th, the 9th, the 15th, the 18th, the 20th, and the 23rd. All of them, he gives up no earned runs and gets 6 saves in a row. Then he goes out on probably his last appearance of the month and gives up 3 earned runs, which gives him 10 for the month and a 10.50 ERA. In a month where he got 6-8 straight saves, that's just, well, you talk about just, God, that's horrible.
It really is. And you know what? Look, I love the offense waking up. I love everything that they did with their bats. I love the fact, I feel really good about this team. But I just, this is Rondon, 0-2 pitch. An 0-2 pitch. Now, when I was pitching in college, if you put an 0-2 pitch anywhere near the plate, you were going to be running the next day, whether the batter got it or not, hit it or not. Our pitching coach was the linebacker coach for the football team, and he was adamant. And if he, after the inning, you were like trying to beg to bribe your catcher, mm-hmm. because he'd be like, get over here. And he'd tell the catcher, he goes, was that over the dish? And if he wasn't honest, he'd be running too.
Oh, so because he'd go back and watch it?
0-2.
Yeah,
and he looks like he's got, and he just puts it right over the meat of the plate, and it made me mad.
You've got to waste one there. But just for the record, bullpen ERA, the Houston Astros are 4th in the majors with a 2.96.
At least they're not the Indians.
A 2.96 ERA. Yeah, the only bullpens right now with a lower ERA than the Astros is Milwaukee at number 1 with a 2.49 ERA. Arizona with a 2.56 and the Cubs with a 2.71. So their bullpen is better than Boston, better than the Yankees. And those are bullpens that you expected to be good, better than the Dodgers. And
bullpen is better than the Indians right
boy,
now.
Boy, the Indians have a 6.17 ERA. It's not even close how bad they are. I mean, that you want to talk about it, you want to be upset at a bullpen. Could you imagine being the Indians? You come in thinking, as a fan, you're thinking, oh, this is it. This is World Series time. I mean,
Andrew Miller is a bigger part of the bullpen than even we thought.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's hurt.
Somebody asked me on Twitter the other day, well, what is it? I think it was Blake. He was like, what am I missing? What is it about the bullpen of the Indians? What losses did they have? And I told him, if you would have read my MLB preview, you'd know that. Because I mentioned specifically that they had some big losses, including Houston's very own Joe Smith. But they lost 2 big arms in that bullpen. And, you know, it's not easy to come by. I mean,
I like what Joe Smith did this weekend, by the way.
Yeah.
At least he came in, did multiple innings,
yep.
kept him scoreless,
yep.
Looked like he's coming around. Rondon ticked me off, too.
But he's been pitching really well, Rondon. He hasn't been getting the credit that he deserves. He's been pitching very well for this team. And it's really flown under the radar.
It's official. You're an apologist for the bullpen.
I am not. I'm just a realist. The same way that I'll criticize certain things on this team and on the Rockets and the Texans, I'm going to defend them when I don't agree. It doesn't mean I'm right.
That's fair.
It doesn't mean I'm right, but it's just the way I see it.